Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander out today. They're sick. Get well, guys. Hope you get back soon. And great guest here in the world headquarters, the Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano. He's El Presidente, we call him. He is the man that leads the pack there of the greatest company in fishing tackle, and that is Shimano for sure. And super stoked to have him here and talking fishing and more. So we have this full hour to, again, on the app and YouTube and Facebook Live. If you want to get with us, of course, you have to text us this hour, and we're going to have super fun time reading your texts. We've got already tons of texts. I think I've counted in the break there over 100 texts already, Dave. So you're kind of popular.
I don't know that I am, but maybe Shimano is.
I think you're pretty popular, yeah. But anyway, time for the catch bar right now with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. It's the fishdope.com report sponsored by Gamakatsu. Not just about hooks. There's more than Gamakatsu, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, I'm telling you, they are amazing. And the new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com and watch for them at the PCS show. They're going to have some amazing specials that we'll talk more about next weekend, though. It's going to be a fantastic place to go check out, and that is the Gamakatsu booth at the PCS show coming up very soon. All right, let's talk to Captain Mark Wish, our private border buddy from Pacific Edge. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Great show, man. Everything's fantastic. Man, I appreciate you guys helping out with all these issues we got on the sport fishing front, man. Holy cow.
Yeah, holy cow was right, Mark.
It's unbelievable, but you know, at least it looks like we're sort of holding our own, so that part's good. But we definitely got a double dose of winter here this past week. You know, a storm had been forecast for some time. They watched this thing for a couple weeks coming across. And, man, it verified as predicted. Lots of rain, lots of wind. We got 2.5 inches here at my house in Huntington Beach. And then a swell on the outside yesterday was up to almost 20 feet, gusting almost 50 at some of the offshore islands.
Oh.
That was the real deal.
Let me tell you, Mark, what Lolly and I got back from Chile on Wednesday morning. Perfect timing, right? So we went from summer, of course, in South America to what happened to our hometown here in San Diego? It's cold, it's windy, it's rainy. I mean, God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, man, it was the real deal, and you know, but we haven't had much of it, and it doesn't look like we're going to get much more of it. I mean, the long-range forecast out 10 days is all pretty benign right now, so, yeah, who knows, but it just is what it is. But there was just not a lot of opportunity for guys getting out. I only got one report, and that was from early in the week, and these guys made it out to Isers, and they caught a few sand bass and sculpin, and then turned tail and ran because everybody on the boat was turning green. They were reaching for the barf bucket. So that was the report for the week there. But, you know, with conditions straightening out, you know, the wind's going to be backing off. It's still pretty gnarly on the outside right now, but, you know, it's going to be backing down, and we're going to get back to that good halibut fishing that we've had both along the coast here. You know, it was steady and some really nice ones in a number of different areas up in this part of town. So that should bounce back as conditions stabilize. And the same over at Catalina, that shallow-water fishing for the halibuts was really good. And as soon as the water cleans up and stabilizes again, that'll get back on the program. And it's getting toward that time that we should see a little more sea bass. You know, they kind of put a little show on for a little bit, kind of faded away. There's been some nice schools of really good grade fish around, and coupled with the abundance of squid, it bodes well for a worthy season. So hopefully that comes together. I imagine that it will, and of course we'll be keeping you on top of it when it does. So for a little sidebar, something different, you know, I was inspired by you, Pete. You're out there doing your field research. So I did a little bit of field research Sunday morning before the Super Bowl. So I don't, Pete, did you get a chance to listen to when Danny Wade was on the show here a couple weeks back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was pretty amazing.
That was a great show. So he said something that got me thinking that I'd never tried before. So I took a jig stick and several of my old Taddy 45 favorites off the Hall of Fame wall and went down to the marina here just to try something that he had mentioned. So I'd never cut a hook off of a jig to see the difference that it would make in how it swims. And so I had a couple different jigs with a couple different sizes of hooks, and so I was looking at the one and then looking at the other, because the water down there in the harbor right now, it's crystal clear. It's really easy to see. And it was pretty interesting how they swim. And then wound up cutting the hook off completely. Holy crap, what a difference. I mean, everything that you see in a normal surface iron. Yeah, but it was accentuated tremendously once you cut the hook off. So, what Danny was saying is, you know, they were talking about the different hook sizes and different lengths of hook on the shanks. I was fitting some different ones on, and collectively, it was really interesting. You can really tune the swimming of the jig substantially by a little smaller hook, a little shorter shank versus the bigger ones with the bigger shanks, longer shanks. It was an interesting education for somebody that loves throwing surface iron like I do when I get a chance.
No, great show. If you go back in the Let's Talk Hookup archives on the Let's Talk Hookup app, or of course on our website too, letstalkhookup.com, go back and listen. If you like to talk about jigs and just want to hear kind of geek out about jig fishing, those three guys were so amazing. It was a good show.
And you missed out, buddy. I mean, I hope those trouts made up for it.
No, I was listening. Where was I when that show was on? I was somewhere in southern Chile in Patagonia. But I was listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and it was a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
What a fantastic setup you got with that app now, Pete. It's absolutely amazing.
The app is the stuff. Yeah, we're pretty stoked about it. And, of course, stoked about you. And, of course, fishdope.com, always the right information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And just a reminder to back up what Dave was saying about joining CCA, guys. Yeah. CCA needs your help. It needs your support. I'm a lifetime member. Everybody that can should do that. But give them all the support we can, because we need them, man. Those guys want our fishery in the worst way.
So badly. Yeah, and now more than ever, for sure. And I also want to mention, too, when you talk about the app and such like that, our new stream that we started at the beginning of this year when we switched over to the fan, George from Backbone Media has just been a sensational job. And the sound quality on the app now is so far superior. I don't know that you've noticed that, but I've had a lot of comments about that. But I noticed it when I was listening a lot. So the sound quality is amazing on the app right now.
Yeah, I have noticed. It's great.
Yeah, well,
it's
great.
All good, buddy.
Yeah, well, great, Mark. Appreciate you. And, of course, are we going to see you at the big CCA dinner honoring Dave?
I'm putting him on the spot here, Dave. Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to that thinking, you know, I should really go.
I haven't done it in a couple years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what really tweaked me was when you said it was right there at Long Beach. So, yeah, I think we might do that.
All right. Fun. Great. All right, Mark. We'll see you there and May 1st. And looking forward to next Saturday with you on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. See you later. All right. Lots going on here. And, of course, some amazing texts here, too, that are coming through. And here's one from Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. He says, congratulations, Dave, on your induction. Thank you for all you do for our rights to go fishing in California. And, of course, Benny Florentino will be in the Shimano booth.
That's the one I told Pete. I was telling Pete at the break that I stumbled on. I was thinking because Benny Ortiz is going to be there, and then there was another Benny in my head.
There's another Benny.
So thank you, Benny, and yeah, you'll be there, which we appreciate. You're fantastic with people for, you know, everything California fishing, and especially, you know, calico bass and yellowtail and all that stuff. So you're awesome with people, and we appreciate you being there.
Benny is the ultimate pro staff guy.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a lot of pro staffs across the country. I mean, there's not many that are better or near the as good as
just Benny like
Florentino.
The other Benny. He has just a great way with people. He's really, really patient and really takes the time to explain things and does it in a way that's just so helpful. And so I encourage everybody to come out and meet both Bennies. But if you're interested in anything, like I said, calico bass, inshore, really anything California, to come and talk with Benny as well.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Of course, that's going to be at the Costa Mesa at the fairgrounds there, and March 6th through 9th.
Yep.
And we'll be there. Let's Talk Hookup will be there. Shimano will have a huge presence, a huge booth.
We will. Let me just quickly just mention an earlier question. So one of my guys texted me while we were in the show. We're not going to have Real Repair in the booth. We will have techs there that can do two things. They can answer questions about your service, and they can also help facilitate getting your reels to us for service. Yeah. So, yep, they'll be there.
I mean, if you bring your reel to them and take it apart in front of them, I wonder if they'd help.
I really wouldn't recommend that.
No.
only because we won't have all the tools and the parts.
Right.
Once you get something apart, the best thing to do is to put it back together, and you want to do that with the right stuff. So, but again, they'll talk you through any questions that you have, and then how we can get it serviced for you.
Yeah, but if you bring your reel and you take it apart, bring a paper bag.
No, don't. Would you stop? Just stop. I already clarified. I don't need you creating problems.
Okay, I won't do that. All right. Hey, from Corey and Escondido, a great text here. And he says, thank you both for all your support for the fishing community and resources. Question for Dave, with the explosion of speed jigging in Southern California, can you please talk about the Shimano rods and reels that you recommend, and is there anything new in the pipeline? And thank you for providing the best gear.
Oh, wow. Well, great question. So, you know, on the jigging rod side, you know, we make a number of different jigging rods. We talked about in the last hour at Infinity Motive, which is not really speed jigging, that's slow pitch, and there's really a significant place for slow pitch in the market now. Not everything is speed jigging anymore, but we have Game Type J, we have Grappler, we have, gosh, I mean, I could go on. We have so many series, our original Travala series, all jigging rods, and then we have more jigging-specific reels now than we ever have. We have Osea Jigger in multiple sizes, and also high speed and power gear, and then we have the new Osea Jigger LD, the lever drag
that is a
real powerhouse. So I could again spend hours talking about all of those and the pairings, but I think now the way jigging has progressed in the different techniques, there's a place for a slow pitch and a high speed in your, in the selection. And a lot of that has to do with what you're fishing for and what the conditions are. Like, yellowtail will respond great to slow pitch and high speed, depending on how active they are or how deep in the water they're holding or et cetera. I think cod fishing, they probably respond a little bit better to slow pitch because they're more bottom oriented, and slow pitch stays in the bite zone near the bottom longer than high speed jigging. So again, there's just a lot of different options, but if you really want high speed jigging, I would recommend looking at our Game Type J or Grappler series, and pairing those with an
Osea. And those are made for jigging.
100% for jigging, and pair them with an Osea Jigger high speed. The size depends on how deep
you're
fishing.
Is that the lever drag?
No, that's the Star Drag.
The Star Drag.
For speed jigging, I like the Star Drag a little bit better, with the lever drag for slow pitch. But equally well, if you already have a Trinidad, like a Trinidad 16, that works great for high-speed jigging as well. So,
what's the difference between slow pitch and speed jigging?
So speed jigging, you're working up and down vertically in the water column, and you're usually covering a pretty large section of the water column. So you hit bottom, and then you speed jig up to a certain point, and then you go back down. But the jig is constantly, if you imagine the nose of the jig is constantly pointing up, and going up, right? Like a bait fish that is moving from the bottom almost straight up. Slow pitch is a much slower, obviously, technique where the jig moves much more horizontally in the water column and does not cover as much depth at any one time. So you're able to stay more precisely in a specific depth, mm-hmm. right? Because the jig is working back and forth horizontally. Yeah, there's still some up movement, but it stays, long sweeps horizontally. Yeah.
More like what you do for the bluefin.
Yep.
Nighttime jigging for bluefin.
Yep, nighttime jigging for bluefin. And then also, like I said, I think cod fishing is really here, because cod don't range that far from the bottom.
No.
So you want to stay horizontal on the bottom. I mean, literally the jig, if you're working it right, will be moving parallel to the bottom.
Oh.
And then you kick it and it moves back parallel. Now, again, it's coming up slightly each time.
And how do you work the jig to make it that way?
It's a real slow movement with a very soft tip rod. The rod, it'll be a
long... Like a grappler.
Like a grappler or Infinity Motive. We make grappler in Slow J. So you're going to make a long sweeping... Well, it can be long or it can be short. A sweeping lift to where the rod tip will lift and sort of kick the jig off to the side. Now, you have to use a slow pitch jig, obviously.
Right.
But and then you're not going to take a lot of winds. It's a very small wind, and then you're going to lift again. And then it's going to push it back the other way. So very, very tough to do over the radio.
No, well, you're also on YouTube and Facebook, so the camera's right there, and they're watching your movements.
Well,
so,
if I'd known that, yeah. I would have done a rob, but I'm still doing a terrible job of it. So,
no, you are. I get it.
But yeah, so it can be a high lift or a medium lift, and then as the rod recovers, it pushes the jig horizontally.
Okay.
And then you drop the rod a little bit.
That's
you
the take jig design.
Yeah. You take a small wind, and then you do it again, and it'll push it back the other way.
Okay.
And how much or how frequently you do that lift will determine how far horizontally you want it to go.
Interesting.
So,
what the speed of the lift is.
Whereas high speed, you know, you're moving the rod very, very quickly, short bursts of, you know, jigging, right. winding, and you're pushing the jig straight up the water column. So slow pitch works phenomenal for tuna because you're literally putting it right in front of their face.
Wow.
I mean, it's coming at them on a horizontal. And so it sounds difficult, and but it's not.
Yeah.
It's actually, slow pitch is really easy on you.
Yeah.
It's really, really easy on you.
Now, we talked about using Stella.
Yep.
That would not be the ideal, the spinning rod would not be ideal for slow pitch or it's more for speed jigging?
What I would say, you can use conventional or spinning for slow pitch or speed jigging. Mm-hmm. I personally find conventional easier on slow pitch.
Slow pitch.
But I think spinning excels in speed jigging. So when I was just in Panama, we were speed jigging and using Stellas.
Stellas.
Yeah, because you want to...
Covering there, more water column.
You're covering more water column, and the fish are moving a lot,
uh-huh.
At least where we were. The yellowfins were moving around. They were in porpoise, so they're moving fast. So you're using the speed jig to try to get their attention really, really quickly, right? And they're suspended up off the bottom. So you're able to go down past them and then speed jig quickly up through them and try to get a reaction while they're moving. So... Again, every situation is different. We could talk for hours about it. so come to PCS and talk with Benny.
He can
because there you're able to ask him to say, hey, look, I'm doing this kind of fishing.
Or Blaine. Blaine will be there. Blaine's really good at it.
Yeah, and just say,
or you.
Or me. I'm doing this kind of fishing. What would you recommend? Right. Yeah. And can you show me how to do it? And he can do that because not everybody is fishing for tuna and cod and yellowtail and whatever. Right. So you can come and just say, hey, I really want to learn how to slow pitch for rock cod. Can you show me how you would do that? Or I really want a speed jig for yellowtail or I want, you know, and he can really kind of take you through that, which is really nice.
Yeah. So. That's cool. All right. Hey, John in Rancho San Diego says, great to hear, Dave. Welcome back, Pete. Hey, Dave, I love my Shimano Speedmaster. Mm. Any changes scheduled for that reel? And can you comment on development of Shimano rods? I love my Talus and my Terramar.
Oh, nice.
He's a Shimano guy.
Yeah, thank you very much. I assume you're talking Speedmaster lever drag, and we don't have any immediate plans to do anything there. That was not introduced that long ago. On rod development, that's a pretty broad question. the one thing going on with Shimano is we have a lot of proprietary technology with our Spiral X and High Power X, which is really designed to make the blank lighter, slightly smaller diameter, really powerful, and sort of doesn't collapse on you, and so very fast recovery. And so we're just trying to continually increase the R&D in that. The materials available for rod building are not changing that much these days. So how you work with them and the technology that you can develop that you can add to them is really what we're focused a lot on. But graphite is kind of graphite now. There's not a lot of development in new types of graphite that everybody doesn't know about. So that's where we're focused in rod development and, you know, always trying to find out how to make something lighter, stronger,
yeah,
just more powerful and easier on you to fish with.
Not easy, for sure.
No, it's not. But anyway, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, cool. Well, hey, let's go to Sitka, Alaska right now and talk to our good buddy Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning, Pete.
Hey, great to hear you, and super excited about the upcoming Alaska season here. And, of course, Kingfisher, we always say it, the best of the best. The best fishing, the best lodge, the best boats, and the best fish processing, the best of everything at Kingfisher. And what's amazing about Kingfisher is we've been doing this trip with you for, I'm going to say, close to 30 years. Is that right, Seth?
Yeah, I think it is. It is almost 30 years now.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe because we look so young. I don't know how that's possible.
How is that possible? I don't know. Yeah. Well, of course, you look really young. Like, yeah, you, for the first time I can think in recent memory, actually have some spots left on our prime time Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a little unusual. I think probably people assume that it's booked, you know, because it usually is way, way, way in advance. And I just was looking at the calendar the other day and thought, you know, but maybe it's time to let people know because this is a great trip and there are a few spots open and not too late.
Yeah, and the advantage of that trip is it's right in the peak of the King Salmon Run, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just peak for kings, halibut, the black cod, everything we target. Maybe not peak for silvers, but you know, for everything else, it's as good as it gets.
Yeah, and what's cool about, you mentioned black cod. We had black cod last night for Lolly made Valentine's Day dinner for black cod from Kingfisher that we caught in June, and it was still as fresh as it could be. It was pretty unbelievable, but. The black cod thing, you guys have dialed that in, haven't you? Even Heath, your brother.
Yeah. The guys are into it, and it's just so good and actually fun. I mean, you know, fishing with electric reels from 1,500 feet doesn't necessarily sound, you know, super sporty and fun, but you know, it's kind of fun, kind of novel, and the fish are just so good to eat.
It is. And then, of course, the King Run has been, of course, last year was a spectacular year. And what's the forecast? Any forecast yet about the abundance of the King yet?
I haven't heard anything concrete, but from what I've heard, it's probably positive, you know, so hopefully a little, you know, the trend seems to be up. It seems like it troughed out maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And,
right.
And the trend seems to be upward, so we're optimistic.
Yeah, for sure. Now, of course, our trip starts on Father's Day, so what a great thing to do for your dad. Take him to Kingfisher Charters, and that's June 15th through the 19th, and go catch some black cod, go catch some king salmon, go catch some giant halibut, and all of that. And one of the things I'll mention, too, is knock on wood, and of course, if you don't like the weather in Alaska, wait a minute, but traditionally, that time of the year, the weather's pretty darn good, right?
Yeah, overall. I mean, well, except when you come up.
Wait a minute now. Let's back up. The last two times I came up, it was flat, calm, and gorgeous, and not a drop of rain. So that onus is off of me now.
Yes, you've reversed the curse.
Reversed the curse, right? Yeah. And by the way, I'm not coming up this year, so it's even going to be double good, so you can guarantee of that. But Ricky and
that's right.
Ricky will be there along with the whole Let's Talk Hookup crew. So yeah, that'll be great. So yeah, good fishing, great operation, and you have, of course, the best captains in Sitka and the best operation there. And, of course, you always take really good care of our listeners. If somebody wants to grab one of those spots that's left over June 15th through 19th of this year, how do we find them, Seth?
Well, we're at kingfishercharters.com, and we also have a link on the Let's Talk Hookup website.
Yep.
And phone number is 907-747-6136.
Right. And of course, right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, there's a Kingfisher banner. Just click on that banner, give you all the information. But give a call to the guys in the office there. Book those trips. And you have other spots available in the season, too, besides the ones. And if June 15th doesn't work, if Father's Day doesn't work out for you, there's other spots available, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There are quite a few dates that are booked up, but there's also a good scattering of trips open through the summer.
All right. Great, Seth. All right. 907? Give us the number one more time.
Yeah, 907-747-6136.
All right, 907-747-6136 or kingfishercharters.com. Great to hear from you, Seth, and looking forward to getting an update as we get more toward the season there. And grab those spots on that June 15th through 19th trip on the Let's Talk Hookup group.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much, Pete.
All right, thanks. Nice to hear from you. Great to hear from you, Seth. All right. That's fantastic. And, you know, lots of good questions, Dave. Again, they're stacking up here for you. And, got a great question here from Kevin in Santa Ana, and he says, Dave, really into the JDM spinning reels and the 1,000 and 2,000 side with shallow spools. Any way we can get those in the American market? And how about a Trinidad 40 or a Trinidad 40N? So I have no idea what he's talking about, but I know you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, as far as the JDM, most of the reels that we sell in the U.S. now are they're global platforms.
JDM is Japanese
domestic market, so there's not a lot of differences, but the shallow spool. And we don't have a plan on the shallow spool right now, mainly because we just don't see a lot of demand for it. So it doesn't mean that you don't have a use for it, but the shallow spools require use of really, really light line and not a lot of capacity. And we haven't seen... at least by our research and from all of our retailers, that there's just enough significant demand for it. So that's why we haven't brought it in so far. But certainly as techniques change, that might happen, going forward. Trinidad 40, Trinidad 40N, we've been there. We've done that when we had a Torium 40. It's just not a market that has lasting – it doesn't have legs to it. We sell a few and then – that's kind of it. So we haven't invested in a new Trinidad 40N for that reason. And
you'll see a jiggers kind of took over for that, right?
There is an Osea jigger that's similar in size to a 40. It just, like I said, it seems like the market just it doesn't have enough legs to it to justify keeping one in the lineup of that size. And we all seem to like it, but that's pretty much where it ends.
Yeah, I got you.
So, but there is a Torium 40 and a Torium 50
yes.
in the product line right now, and that would be as close as we have. And we do sell enough of those to make sense keeping it in the product line.
Yeah, and Torium is basically a little just a different version of a Trinidad, right?
It shares some of the same technology, different body construction, but gearing is basically the same, and the drag system is basically the same. The main difference is in the frame material and the frame construction versus the Trinidad. Still both all metal, but Trinidad's all machined. Right. And so Torium's a little bit different.
Torium 40 and 50. What is the main market for a Torium 40 and 50, out of curiosity?
Actually, you know what? Our main market is in Hawaii for lua fishing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But it is also, it has pockets for bottom fishing that a lot of people like to use it for.
You can put a lot of Powercrow metal.
Oh, you can put so much on there, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now, in the lua market, they need that. They make really long casts from those cliffs. I mean, you're starting a couple hundred feet above the water, and I did that one time. It's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you catch one?
We did catch one. Yeah, we caught a couple that trip. It was pretty cool. But so yeah, that's the main market. But some people here have played with them for yo-yo fishing and stuff. But it's pretty, it's very effective, but it's also pretty big if you're going to do it all day long. So
how long are those rods that they use for lure fishing?
Oh, they're like off the top of my head, I think they're like 10, 12 feet.
Big ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just have to make sure when you make your cast, you don't fall off the cliff.
I didn't even try. I watched them do it, and I've surface iron fished my whole life, and they're like, you want to try? And I said, no.
No thanks.
Don't want to try.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, hey, a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming up with Dave Pfeiffer. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on YouTube and Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 and dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
It's time to talk about great products from Shimano. And, you know, we were talking about Stella, and I want to hear more about Stella and why people in California should use Stella.
There's
a lot to that.
There is a lot to that. You know, I think I'm going to be really, really straight because I fished here a lot of years. I think it really just depends on what's happening here as far as, you know, the fishing. Meaning, like, in those years where we had a lot of surface bluefin and really good popper fishing, Stella was perfect for that.
Yeah.
And I used it a ton. I used it a ton, and I caught all kinds of big bluefin tuna on it. But, you know, if it's a live bait fly lining thing, et cetera, then I think some of the more traditional California techniques make sense. As we talked earlier, if there's speed jigging going on, I think Stella is great for that. I used to do an awful lot of yellowtail jigging around San Clemente Island in deep water, and I used spinning for that. So if it goes back to an anchovy year, I will say for whatever size tuna, fly lining with spinning reel and Stella is, you know, absolutely awesome.
Unbelievable. And the new Stella would even be better, right?
Well, but even if you have an old Stella, I got to be honest and say there's nothing wrong with it.
No,
it's
going to
be fantastic. So, but, you know, it's also just embracing what spinning reels can do. And the California market is typically not embraced what spinning reels are capable of. And the new spinning reels today, I think, are even more advanced than conventional reels in terms of what they can do.
Well, check them out at your local Shimano dealer, the new Stella.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
The top complete and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live. Dave Pfeiffer's here with me in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup on a beautiful Southern California morning.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a great day here in SoCal after a nice, much-needed rainfall. And glad to have Dave in the studio and helping us out here and all that stuff. And lots of good texts here. I mean, like I say, over 100 I've counted so far. No. Norman from San Diego has a question. He says, the origin of the speed jigging, where did the technique speed jigging come with the short rods and the small high-speed reels originate? Was it in Asia? And when did it arrive in Southern California?
It started in Japan, and I experienced it over there, and I came back here and immediately started doing that, and that would have been in the was it late 90s, I guess it was? And I just started
catching.
That
was originally with butterfly jigs.
Yeah, started catching.
I remember. I used to fish with you when you were a West Coast resident, and it was, what the heck are you doing here, Dave?
I made people go with me, and I wouldn't even stop. We were going tuna fishing. That's when there was still albacore here and everything, and I wouldn't get bait. And I'm like, what are we doing? I said, no, we're just going jigging today. And we would just go jigging for tunas and catch albacore, and we caught yellowfins, we caught bluefins, yellowtail, bottom fish.
Effectively.
So the origin is definitely in Japan, and but then, you know, I think Shimano was largely responsible for, I can't say we were the only ones that did it in the U.S., but we popularized it in the U.S. When we introduced the original butterfly jigging system. And, you know, it's only grown since then. So, yeah, that's the deal.
So what's interesting to me is the evolution of the butterfly and the speed jigging types. So the original butterfly it still exists.
Yep.
It's still around. And then you have the flat side and then, like, endless number of different changes in that.
Yeah.
Why all the different changes?
Mainly just because, one, how many more species people are learning to catch on jigs, the greater depth. I mean, people are fishing 700-800 feet of water now jigging. And so when you get into all those factors, the conditions are different. Like, the market has been able to develop jigs that work better in heavy current or no current. And then, again, also depending on the kind of fish. Fish that hold really tight to the bottom versus fish that suspend in the water column. And so it's a matter of bringing all those factors together. You know, like a long jig has not a lot of resistance. And so in heavy current type of situations, you can move it along pretty fast because the boat is drifting very fast with the current. But a long jig has less water resistance, so you can sort of stay vertical a little bit better. So then of course there's just different actions. Like a butterfly flat fall has a lot of flutter to it, but some of the other flat fall type jigs, even that we make, have less flutter and more movement. So again, it's just like any type of lure. Different conditions, sometimes things are just more effective. Whether you're fishing a crankbait for bass wire, there's square lips and round lips and balsa and rattling and non-rattling. Sure. It's all just based on the conditions. But there is certain jigs that are just very, very versatile. I mean, if you narrow it down, you know, a butterfly flat side or a butterfly flat fall still can probably cover. Well, that depends on how deep you're fishing, but those two jigs can still probably cover 80% of the situations that you're going to run into, right?
I love fishing cod here.
Yeah.
And I know you do too. We fish cod
together.
Yeah,
I
love fishing rock cod here. And give me your ideal setup for fishing 300 feet. Rod, reel, line, lure.
If I was fishing 300 feet for cod here now, I would fish a slow pitch. And so I would fish probably, you know, a grappler slow jig or a game type J slow jig, and I would fish it on a Osea Jigger 2000, okay. And I'd probably go to like 50-pound max quattro or 40-pound max quattro.
So oh, that light, huh?
Yeah, because our cod don't pull. They don't pull hard. They're not going to rock
and,
you.
And you're going to get down faster. Yeah. And
have less water resistance on your line. So even if we land at 40-pound max quattro, and you can probably get away with 30 to 40-pound leader, fluorocarbon leader, Benny will tell you even lighter. Benny Ortiz fish is lighter on all that stuff. And then I would go with, honestly, these days, probably like our sardine waver, which is a new jig that we introduced not too long ago. And it's an absolute killer jig. And
300 gram?
You could get away less than that, I think, even in 300 feet, because we don't also usually have real strong current here.
Yeah.
Our current is pretty moderate. Yeah. So you could get away with them like 180, 160, 180, maybe up to 200, but I don't think you need to go to 300 gram.
You don't have to go that
hard. And that thing is just... It's just money. You're going to catch red. You're going to catch lings.
It's the
sardine waver.
Sardine waver.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put that on my list.
Yeah. It's a really, really, really good all-purpose jig, but it works, is especially easy to work on slow pitch. So a flat fall will work great, too. I've really come to like this new sardine waver a lot.
And the technique would be drop it all the way to the bottom,
yep,
pull it up a little bit, and just work that bottom water column.
Yep.
Yeah. And how would you work it? Show us on YouTube right now.
So if you were to take a 180, you're going to make a fairly, especially in that deep, you're going to come up fairly high to allow the rod to do this.
Okay.
And then you're going to take one wind down, which will allow the jig to move back this way, and then lift again, and it's going to go this way.
Okay.
And one would, and I would do that about three times, and then let it fall to the bottom, but obviously feel the line, always be feeling the line for it to stop on the way down, which means you got a bite on the way down.
The best part of that is getting that bite on the jig, right?
So like a 180 or a 250 gram sardine waver is just going to be a super easy jig to work and really effective, especially in deep water.
Now, would you use the new Max Quattro offshore, the metered line?
I wouldn't necessarily.
What's the name of that again? I'm sorry.
It's just the Max Quattro metered.
Metered.
And mainly because in that case, it changes color every 100 feet, and you're not going to come up 100 feet. Now, you could use, so not to confuse the situation, we make standard Power Pro and Depth Hunter that changes color every 25 feet for jigging. And you could certainly use it there. I just don't, I mean, those fish are all going to be within 10 feet to 15 feet of the bottom, maybe 20 feet tops. So I don't think that the depth control is as important. And you're dropping to the bottom anyway, so you're going to find the bottom, and then you're only going to come up probably three times, and you're going to go
and
back
then
down.
And go back down, yeah. So metered line is not...
It's not helping you that much.
But that regular Max Quattro...
Max Quattro I've definitely used just to get that smaller diameter, which is less drag in the water. And so, therefore, you're more vertical. The whole thing about jigging is always staying more vertical. When you scope way out, it's just not as effective in terms of working the jig.
So if the wind's blowing, such like that, you really...
If the wind's
that.
Blowing, increase the size of your jig first. Okay. And then you may have to wind all the way up and start over more frequently to keep things vertical.
Okay. Good tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, here's one from Brian in San Diego. He says, great show. As an avid surf fisherman in San Diego, I would be curious to hear Dave's recommendation on Shimano's go-to surf reel that is light, casts well, and is able to take some water. Contact that maintains maintains functionality.
Mm.
It's a good question, you know. It's,
yeah, it is a good question.
Because I wouldn't use Stella in the surf.
Well, you certainly, yeah,
I guess
you could. Yeah,
right?
I mean, Stella
it's pretty,
has
pretty tough
all of the advanced features, but I think. So I'm assuming you know we're talking about surf perch and that
Corbina,
sort of thing.
Yeah. Kind of
so
thing,
you know, honestly, I think you can't beat all around is a Stratic.
Stratic is an amazing reel.
A Stratic 3000 with Light Power Pro and a fluorocarbon leader. And then we make, there's more rods than I could possibly list that I think, you know, 7 or 7'6" medium light, fast or extra fast, light tip that would cast, you know, far if you want it, but allows you to, you know, mend your line up high, which I think is really important in the surf. And I've started doing a lot of surf fishing in South Carolina and using similar type equipment, but I think anything in that range would be
what's your go-to in South Carolina?
I use a Stradic, and then
3,000.
Yeah, I use a 2,500 or a 3,000. Either one is fine because I'm fishing light line, and then you know, you can pretty much, again, the rod thing, I kind of grab whatever I have, to be honest with you. I have different Lumis NRX pluses because I'm spoiled and I can. You don't have to use that.
Sure.
We have things in our X Pride lineup or our Zodius lineup or any of those that are great for that. So they're very sensitive, light, easy to carry around all day. But like a 7 or 7.6 medium light, extra fast, with a Stradic 3000, some, you know, you go all the way down to like 15-pound Power Pro, and a light fluorocarbon leader would be dynamite.
There you go.
Good. But Stradic will just, they just last and last and last.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And they're reasonably priced.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even below that, there's still plenty of other options. That's just, they said my go-to, that's my go-to.
That's
I just love fishing Stradics.
Yeah. Andy in Ventura says, I'm in the market for a 30-pound two-speed lever drag reel for fly lining for tuna. I'm really interested in the Talica 10, one of my favorite reels, but was considering waiting for the new generation like the 12 and the 16. When will the next generation Talica 10 or Talica 8 reels be on the market?
I don't have a schedule for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. So if you need it, you're just going to have to. You're gonna have to do it,
but I can tell you, Talica 10, fishing light, is absolutely my favorite reel, my favorite go-to reel.
I fished the Talica 10 out here for, I mean, everything: yellowtails, sea bass, tuna up to 30, 40, 50 pounds, all that on a Talica 10.
Yeah,
100%. But you can also fish it down to even, you know, small species. You can fish calico bass and barracudas and everything with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Ask Ron Lane over at Fastlane Kayaks what his favorite reels.
Yeah.
He'll say Talica 10 all day long.
All day long.
Yeah, for sure. That's some really good questions. So, I mean, you don't know when stuff gets introduced, you just kind of, the engineers just say, here's what's coming.
No, we do know the schedules. Sometimes we can share, sometimes we can't. But if I say I don't know the schedule, it means I haven't even seen that we have that up for renewal at this point.
Yeah. Okay, Derek in Lake Elsinore writes, good morning, guys. I use a Tranx 500 on my jig stick for yellowtail. Me too.
That's me too.
Best.
Yeah. Everyone told me I was crazy. Can't do it.
Oh, dude, it's the best. My question, does Shimano make a deckhand-style surface iron rod for this type of fishing?
Yes, we do in our Terramar lineup. Yep.
Yeah, and one of my favorites is like the Terramar, of course, I like a 9-foot, the 900. I believe it's a medium.
Yeah, we make a few different ones. In Terramar, 90mh is all around, like, total money for that.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, and so jig fishing. So why Talica? Why do you?
Tranks? Yeah. I started fishing Tranks. I think I can honestly say I was probably the first person here to ever throw surface iron on the Tranks, because everyone said, oh, it's a bait caster, it's got a level wind, you can't do that, it's never going to hold up. And I did it all day long, and I did it with straight Power Pro. And even Ricky, if he was here, I would challenge him, because Ricky told me I was crazy, you can't do it. And
ask him what he uses.
And ask him what he uses now.
Tranks 500.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Because he was like, oh, if you're going to use that, why don't you give me all your Trinidad DCs and all your. I said, that's fine. But it is so easy to cast. And with the cast control, with the variable brake system, and the level wind, they don't fail. And the reel is light. It's easy to maneuver. Everything about it is just perfect for surface iron fishing. Everything. And then also, the gear ratio. And it's not always just the gear ratio. It's the height and width of your spool and your gear ratio that give you the, you know, your align per crank and your control on the Tranks 500 is just dynamite.
It is dynamite, for sure. And you'd recommend the Tranks 500, the high-speed one, the HG, for that.
Because you can always slow down, but it's hard to speed up because we make the Tranks 500 in a power gear. But I've always found it's a lot easier to slow down than it is to speed up. Now, I will say, because I was a surface iron collector freak for years and years and years, all of the really old surface iron was made at a time when reels were low speed. So if you do fish some of the really old surface iron, which I did, I fished those on a power gear.
Oh, really?
Because there was no high-speed reels back then. Those jigs were all designed around the reels of the time. If you went back to the 60s, 70s, there was no high-speed reels.
Yeah.
So all those jigs were designed to be fished on low-speed reels.
The Tranx 500 PG versus the HG is the one we use.
Yes,
mostly.
I would use the HG.
You say, yeah, but the PG power gear, is it that much more powerful, or is it just the speed?
It's the speed, so it's slower, which makes it more powerful.
Okay, I get it. All right, very good. Another one here from Sam in Irvine says, good morning, I've been looking for the grappler rod for slow jigging. What reel would you recommend for fishing a 300 to 400 gram jig? Additionally, what is your favorite Shimano slow pitch jig?
Well, we covered that,
yeah,
I think, in the last
waiver,
one.
Right?
Yeah, Sardine Waver. And then I would use the Osea Jigger 2000.
The 2000.
Yeah, and I like it in the high speed, similar.
A nice reel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So powerful.
Now, either the Jigger 2000 or the Jigger LD. I've only fished the Jigger LD for just about a season. So,
and what's the difference between
the two? Well, the lever drag versus the star drag.
Star drag.
And I really, really like it. I have so much familiarity with the star drag. I'm only telling you from my own experience. I'm so comfortable with it and everything. And last summer I started fishing the LD, and I really like that as well. But I tend to favor that one for when I'm fishing, at least back there, for really big groupers. If I was fishing for big yellowtail here at San Clemente Island, slow pitch, which I used to do up on the 9 all the time, I would use that LD all day.
Interesting. Yeah, it's just the next wave of great reels.
Yeah, yeah.
So question back on Tranx again.
Mm-hmm.
So the new Tranx 300.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a 400 and a 500 in that new version?
Oh, there will eventually.
Eventually,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to get all the secrets out of you.
I think to some degree we're a little predictable in that way. So, yeah. I mean, the 400 will follow at some point.
And again, remind me of the differences between a Tranx 300 and the new Tranx 300.
Well, the main difference is the body construction, where we make the side plate and frame all out of one piece, as opposed, so it's a two-piece construction, not a three-piece construction. So there's the handle side plate attaches to a frame that is all one piece, including the left side plate if you're looking at a right-handed reel. So it improves the rigidity of the reel tremendously.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, and along with the lines, Dave from Anaheim says, I've seen some YouTube videos on the Shimano Scorpion. They compare it to the Tranx 300. Is the Scorpion designed for saltwater, and can you talk about the dual drag system?
Well, those are, yeah, really
what
different questions there. So the Scorpion, I haven't fished the Scorpion. That's the JDM.
Japanese domestic.
Yeah, and it's a different reel. I haven't fished it, so I can't tell them too much about it. Here's what I'll tell people a lot about the JDM stuff is that certain things in if there's anything that we feel is right for our market, we introduce it here. So when you get into a lot of the JDM stuff, they fish, on average, a lot lighter lines. They don't catch as big a fish as we do. So they value sometimes, like, incredible smoothness over anything else, and durability is not an issue. So a lot of times, a lot of our JDM reels will use aluminum gears or something like that for smoothness because they're using far lighter lines.
Oh.
If you take that same reel and you fish U.S. standard lines on it, where they might be using the equivalent of 10 or 15-pound Power Pro, we use 30, 40, or 50, is you're not going to have the gear durability that we put into the U.S. spec. So in other words, anything that's JDM that we don't sell here is because they took into account their fishery and their specification. And our version takes into account our fishery and our specification. Sometimes those are the same, and we sell them.
Right.
And sometimes they're different. So we sell a U.S. version, or we just don't sell the JDM version.
Right.
So
if it's something for our market that caters to our market, it's going to be here.
It's going to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's not like my job is to increase our sales.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Right?
And if it's going to sell
if
here,
it's going to
sell.
I'm going to sell it.
Okay.
If we're not selling it, there's a reason for it. It's either A, because it really doesn't meet the U.S. market specifications. B, there might be some sort of trademark issue or patent issue or whatever. That's rare, but it happens. But that's the bottom line, is that if there's a market for it, we're going to sell it. It's not like we're trying to keep it secret over there. So, Yeah, and I don't remember the last second part of that question.
I don't either. So let's move on to the next one. Okay. We only have about 30 seconds left. But this is from Chris, and calling us from Alaska. And he says, I love the convenience and portability of three-piece travel rods.
Yep.
Me too.
Yep.
Is Shimano ever going to get back into that market, or is Lumis into that market?
We have a few three-piece travel rods in the Shimano lineup now. They're really much more freshwater-oriented. Yep. So I assume he's probably talking about saltwater. And so the answer is we don't have an immediate introduction plan, but yes, that is something that we're looking at. It's been hard for us to land on something that everyone likes because they seem to want the same specialization in their rods and three-piece travel as they do out of single-piece travel or single-piece rods, pardon me, not travel rods. So that is something probably on the horizon for us, but I don't have an immediate plan. But we do have some freshwater stuff now.
All right, great. Well, when we come back, we're going to announce the winner of that G-Limits IMX Pro Offshore. Wrap things up here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Hey, San Diego, it's the Ford President's Day Sell-a-thon. 4 days of the biggest savings on an incredible selection. From F-150, Bronco, Bronco Sport, or the all-electric Mustang Mach-E. It's your time to save during Sell-a-thon. But it all ends February 17th, so visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live. And Dave, we've picked a caller and a texter, and now it's the time to find out who's going to win that G-Lumis Rail Rod IMX Pro Offshore. Go ahead and flip the coin. It's a texter, and it's Andy in Ventura. Congratulations,
congratulations, Andy.
Nice job on the flip. Big high flip.
Yeah, that was a heavy coin.
Yeah. Hey, Dave. Great having you. I wish we could have you more often.
I appreciate it.
I wish you still lived out here so I could fish with you.
I do too.
But I enjoyed fishing with you back in South Carolina. Definitely have to go do that again. But if somebody wants more info on Shimano, I think one of the best things to do is go to PCS, right?
You go to PCS or, you know, hit our website. Everything, all of our contact information, everything is on fish.shimano.com. So all the product information related to the questions people were asking, maybe not the use, but at least the specs. But contact numbers for service for everything, it's all on there, fish.shimano.com.
Fish.shimano.com. Yeah, yep. And, of course, you can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup website. And, of course, thanks for being such a long-term and grateful sponsorship here on Let's
Always
Talk Hookup.
Enjoy.
You've been with us for over 30 years.
That's a long time.
And, yeah, and we're very grateful for that. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
And, look forward to seeing you at PCS.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and, of course, 97.3 The Fan. And that's going to be a great show, and what a great guest we have lined up for you tomorrow. It's going to be just so much fun indeed to have you back here on Let's Talk Hookup. And it's going to be Bob from Cantor from Katmai Lodge, going to be talking some Alaska fishing.
Nice. At
Katmai. Yeah. And Brandon Bono will be here co-hosting with us. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan, and, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app.